Blog Talk Radio.
Good afternoon. This is Bill Young, and welcome to Prayer in Lunch podcast. Today is Tuesday, October 18th, and it's the feast day of St. Luke, the writings of St. Luke, the Gospel. And one of the main things that St. Luke is known for, he emphasizes prayer, and specifically Jesus in prayer before every major event in his life. So that's what we're going to be talking. Our main title is God is Talking to Us. Are we listening? And I think this is an important topic of what's going on right now in the world. And one gentleman basically, I told him that he was having, I guess, belief or faith issues. And I told him, well, if you had faith as a mustard seed, you can move a mountain. God can move the mountain. We can't. But we could pray to God. So he twitted me back and said, well, come to my island where there's a fire and pray in Jesus' name to stop it. And I explained to him that in Jesus' life, he could not perform any miracles with those with no faith. So he, number one, is two ingredients for a miracle to occur by God alone. I cannot make any miracles happen on myself, and none of us can. But we all have the power of prayer. Remember the quote in the Bible, ask and you shall receive. Knock and the door shall be opened to you. But that's the first thing that you have to do. You have to ask. And the second thing, you have to believe. So I told him my response was, you have to ask. And you have to believe. And remember what states in the Bible. When two or more are praying, I am with you. So he needs at least someone else praying with him on his island. He really doesn't really have to be on his island. He could be somewhere else. I'm going to give you an example of when Hurricane Matthew, we live in South Florida here in Broward County. So the prayer that was actually trending on Twitter was called Pray for Florida. So I was using that hashtag to pray for Florida. And this was after, unfortunately, where I think it already had passed, it was about to hit Haiti. So I prayed, and you could look this back up, for Hurricane Matthew to not to hit land. And that was my prayer. And I don't know if you saw the direction of Hurricane Matthew, but we were very fortunate in Florida, and specifically in South Florida. The eye of the storm was always east of Florida. And actually, it was amazing because when it was about to come to Broward County, according to the forecasters, it bounced to the east by 30 miles. And we were under a hurricane warning. And then we did not have any hurricane winds. And we did not have any major damage. The same with the whole state of Florida. If someone wants to track it, it went just, the eye went just east. And all the worst winds were to the east side of the storm. So it was not any major damage. It was some flooding, but no major damage in the state of Florida. Was I praying alone? No. A lot of people were praying with me. But prayers do get answered. But two ingredients is, one, you have to ask. Probably three. Three, you got to believe. And the most important, it has to be part of God's plan. We call it God's will, but his plan is, it has the bigger picture for all of us. And remember, you have to be careful what you pray for. You cannot pray, well, Lord, don't have this hurricane hit me. But then it goes hit somebody else and kills somebody else. So it's very hard. It's kind of like a fine line. Sure, you could pray that nothing will happen to you or your house, but it can't be at the expense of somebody else. And also, I think since we're so fortunate in Florida, we need to give back, not only in prayers, but if we have financial resources, to give those who did suffer a lot in Haiti and other countries in the Caribbean. And those who were, even in the Carolinas, have a lot of loss of life in flooding in North Carolina. So we'll pray for them too. And another topic I'll say is, God is talking to us. Are we listening? And God talks to us all the time. Tragic event that happened to Marlins baseball pitcher, Jose Fernandez. A sad, sad thing that no one wanted to happen. A young life, 24 years old, all-star player, the best years ahead of him. But he kind of had the warning. I know his friends did. His one friend who was asked to go told his other friend that was going, don't go. I have a bad feeling. And he stated, oh, it's not my time. And he was probably right, because if he didn't go, it wouldn't have been his time. He would still be alive today. And a lot of baseball teammates of Jose stated the same thing. Don't go out. For some reason, Jose did not listen. So you could say maybe it was his time. I don't know. I don't know the will of God. But through every bad situation, there's usually some good that comes out of it. He's still a father of a child coming to this earth. And that child would hopefully blossom into a good person that he would be proud of, a beautiful daughter. Also, even in the worstest times in the U.S., previous history, current history, was, of course, the attack on 9/11. And we were warned. We didn't listen. I believe some people from Minnesota had evidence that an attack was near. Different agencies did have chatter that attack was coming. State of Florida, right in Fort Lauderdale. They were all here. All the ones who landed planes in and the train centers was training right here in Fort Lauderdale, Florida, in Broward County. Yet, they weren't listening. We talked about at the time before 9/11 that we needed to be more aware of the financial reporting and look at the financial reports from the banks. And if they did now, what's going on now, how they communicate financial reporting with the bank, they meet with the banks and they have a good relationship with the banks. They probably could have undercovered these individuals because they were depositing money, small amounts of money, that is. So it really was, they knew what the threshold at the time. was like $10,000. So then they'll keep it really low, and when it'd be noticed, they'd be under the radar, and they were. But if they had a good relationship with the banks and were looking, it would have popped up. So, and if us as the government was telling the banks, look for any unusual amount for a few $1,000s instead of $10,000, especially with cash transactions. I don't know if you noticed, but a lot of times when you see all of a sudden these people with large amounts of money buying groceries, like at Costco, 500 plus, all in cash, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 4, that's kind of like an unusual transaction. Why would people be buying cash? So now they're kind of like avoiding all that by using cash. So they adjust, unfortunately, but we have to adjust with them. But the point of the whole story is that we did not listen. God tells us all the time, he doesn't want us to get sick. That's because you're asking, you shall receive. But prayer is the essential part. If we do not pray, we do not believe, nothing could happen. Nothing will happen. Last night on YouTube and Twitter, this gentleman, don't know true how accurate it is. He takes bits and pieces and basically states that the administration and one of the cabinets stated, if we're a cyber attack, we're going to attack not just with cyber. To believe people are worried that it could be a nuclear war. This would be the worst case scenario, of course, for all of us, because no one wins in a nuclear war. We had the Cuban Missile Crisis in the early 60s, and it, with God's help, it was avoided. But again, so we need to pray. Pray for us in America. Pray for peace in the world. Pray for our allies, and even pray for our enemies. That every level headed. So let's pray today. We're going to be praying a prayer that's in my prayer book code. Doesn't we have a title? The first part of it is called, O Mary, Queen of Heaven and Earth. O Mary, Queen of Heaven and Earth, who are Mother of the Lord of the world, the greatest and most magnificent and most lovable of all creatures. It is true that many on earth neither know nor love you, but there's also countless angels and saints in heaven who love and praise you continuously. And on earth, too, many happy souls burn with love for you and are enamored of your goodness. O most lovable lady, grant that I, too, may love you. I would like to serve and praise, honor you always, and make sure that everyone loves you. You allowed God to love you, and with your beauty, plucked him from the heart of the Eternal Father, drawing him to earth in order to become man and your son. How can I, therefore, a miserable worm that I am, fail to fall in love with you? No, my sweetest mother, I too want to love you greatly and desire to do all that I can in order to see that you are loved by others. Accept, therefore, O Mary, my desire to love you. Help me to put into practice. I know that those who love you are very pleasing to God. Besides his own glory, he desires no other than yours. He wishes to see you honored and loved by all people. From you, Blessed Mother, I hope to receive all my joys. You obtain for me forgiveness of all my sins and the grace of preference. You will assist me at the hour of my death. You will save me from purgatory, and finally, it shall be you who will lead me to paradise. These are the graces that those who love you hope to obtain from you. I too hope to obtain them from you because I love you with all my heart, above all things, after God. We now pray three Hail Marys. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for our sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for our sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for our sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Amen. And thank you, Lord Jesus, for giving us your mother to all of us. St. Luke, on your feast day, pray for us. Pray for peace in the world. St. Francis of Assisi, pray for us and pray for peace in the world. St. Clare of Assisi, pray for us and pray for peace. In the world. Saint Mother Teresa of Calcutta, pray for us and pray for the peace of the world. John Paul II, pray for us and pray for peace of the world. Saint Teresa the Little Flower, pray for us and pray for the peace of the world. All the angels and saints, Saint Michael, pray for us and pray for peace of the world. God bless you all and have a great day. And remember, listen to God. He talks and is talking to us all the time. Have a good day.